Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings and salutations, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today, we have a musical theme of Big. Yeah, this was a listener suggestion, and I couldn't believe I hadn't thought of that one before. Well, the show's only been on for 19 years, so I just hadn't had time to get around to it, I guess. So today we'll have songs that have Big in the title. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and this weekend we're going back to the middle of November in 1945. Well, that's what's on the schedule today, and if you're ready, let's get started.
Seems like old times, being here with you.
We're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown. And we're using the Billboard magazine bestsellers chart, where there were more than 10 records in the top 10. That's because there were ties at a couple of positions, and back then if there was a tie, they didn't skip over the next number. So the record we begin with nowadays would be ranked number 12, but this week in 1945 it was number 10, and it's Dick Haymes.
Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you grow deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. Each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time.
Record number 10 this weekend in 1945. That was Dick Haymes with the Victor Young Orchestra, Till the End of Time. That was moving down the survey after reaching number 3. Now we'll hear that song a little bit later on, and we'll also hear Dick Haymes in just a few minutes. But next up on Billboard's bestsellers chart from this weekend 80 years ago is Joe Stafford. That's For Me.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I like what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. to walk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, "That's for me." I left you standing under stars, the day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's for you. Standing under stars, the day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you.
Joe Stafford, and That's For Me, at number 9 this week in 1945. She was accompanied by an unidentified orchestra. We'll just assume it was Paul Weston's outfit. And the record was at its peak on the sales survey. However, it made it up to number 4 on the radio chart. The song was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein for the motion picture State Fair. And it was sung in the movie by Luann Hogan, who was dubbing for Gene Crane, along with Dick Hames. He released a commercial version as well, but Joe Stafford's did better on the chart. It is November 1945 on Today Seems Like Old Times, post-war America. We were a little more than 2 months removed from the Japanese surrender.
My fellow countrymen, today the guns are silent. A great tragedy has ended. A great victory has been won. The skies no longer rain death. The seas bear only commerce. Men everywhere walk upright in the sunlight. The entire world lies quietly at peace. The holy mission has been completed.
It was the spirit of liberty which gave us our armed strength and which made our men invincible in battle. We now know that that spirit of liberty, the freedom of the individual, and the personal dignity of man are the strongest and toughest and most enduring forces in all the world.
President Harry Truman from the White House, and General Douglas MacArthur, the Supreme Commander for the Allied Powers, aboard the USS Missouri on September 2, 1945, accepting the formal Japanese surrender, ending the hostilities of the Second World War. The war was over, and the troops were coming home, and we were trying to get back to a normal way of life. Well, we're getting back to the countdown from this weekend in 1945 with record number 8. And once again, it's Dick Hames with another song from State Fair. It might as well be spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams, I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, it might as well be spring.
29-year-old Dick Hames, born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. But while he was still a babe, the family moved to the USA. Well, when he was 18, the family was living in Los Angeles, and he got a job in the movies as a stuntman and a body double. Well, before he was 20, he moved to New York and started singing with the big bands. And he got his big break in 1942 as the replacement for Frank Sinatra with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. He got his own radio show, and then in 1945, a starring role in the musical film State Fair. And that was the movie's most memorable song, It Might As Well Be Spring. And it was sung in the picture by Lou Ann Hagen, who was dubbing for Gene Crane. But it became a hit for Dick Hames, sitting at number 8 this week in 1945. It would top out on the chart at number 5. Well, even though the war was over here in middle November 1945, another war loan drive was underway. This was the 8th one of these, but this was called the Victory Bond Drive. And we go to the newsreel for the first customer.
In Washington, President Truman opens the victory loan by buying the first bond from Secretary of the Treasury Vinson. Our road to victory over the Axis was paved with bond purchases. General Jonathan Wainwright, hero of Bataan and Corregidor, speeds the bond drive opening in Philadelphia, where he appears with Governor Martin of Pennsylvania and members of the Wainwright family, who are thankful for the bond purchases which delivered the general and his comrades from Jap prisons. At the Roosevelt home in Hyde Park, the War Activities Committee of the Motion Picture Industry stages a bond rally where Colonel James Devereaux, hero of Wake Island, starts the ball rolling. Merle Oberon, Universal screen star, registered applications for Roosevelt bonds, and the victory loan is off to a flying start.
Albert Groby for the Universal Newsreel. The victory bond drive was underway. It would go through December 8th and raise $21 billion. Well, let's give you a bonus record here from late 1945, one not on the survey, but worth a listen. This is Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, Hop, Skip, and Jump.
Thank you.
Hop, Skip, and Jump. That's Artie Shaw and his Gramercy Five, along with the leader on clarinet, Roy Eldridge played trumpet, Dodo Marmorosa on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Morris Raymond on bass, and Louis Fromm on the drums. A record from November 1945, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have big songs. Now, I know you're thinking, hey, there's big hits every week on this show, but we're not talking about that. We'll be studying songs that have big in the title. And this was a theme suggested by a listener, Trisha T. in New Jersey, sent me a note, and I couldn't believe that we hadn't done it already. So, think of some big songs and see if we play them today. And I'm sure this one's on your list. Big Noise from Winnetka, done by Bob Haggart and Ray Baduke of the Bob Crosby Orchestra. It was 1938 when the Bob Crosby Orchestra had a long engagement at the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago. Well, drummer Ray Baduke noticed that on cold days, the dry heat inside of buildings would tighten up his drum heads. Well, he would kid around with bass player Bob Haggart by slapping his sticks on the bass strings. But he noticed, when he hit the G string on the bass, it had a similar sound to his big tom-tom on the floor, which had been tightened by the heat. So they started improvising and playing around, developing a little theme, and they produced one of the most unusual recordings of the swing era, not only because it was just two instruments, but also because it was a bass and a drum, with Baduke occasionally tapping on that G-string while Haggart fingered the notes, did the whistling, and it became a classic. And they named their tune Big Noise from Winnetka and recorded it on October 14, 1938. Well, we jump ahead to 1960 for the next song on our big list. It's by Steve and Edie.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly think you're looking in someone's eyes. You suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gallon guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend.
And who knows what's written in the magic book.
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is.
And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Now, I know some of you may be saying, wait a minute, the word big was not in the title originally. And you are correct. Steve Allen wrote the song in 1954 as this could be the start of something. But over the years, the word big at the end started to appear in a number of different versions. So that's why we included it. And it's a fun song, Steve and Edie with the Don Costa Orchestra. And you know, that kind of became their signature song, but it never made the charts. Crazy. Well, this next big song did, The Big Hurt by Miss Toni Fisher.
Now it begins.
First commercial hits that had an audio sound effect called flanging. And that unique quality helped it become a smash for Miss Toni Fisher, The Big Hurt, and made it to number 3 in 1959. Well, let's head back to the 30s now and a novelty song from Ray Noble's orchestra. This is Big Chief DeSoto.
Thank you. in Dakota, North Dakota. Don't misquote, I didn't mention Minnesota, but I plainly said Dakota. Oh, Chief DeSoto, he bought a boat. Though he had no place to float, her Chief DeSoto bought a boat.
Be Chief DeSoto couldn't float and was his face red. Chief DeSoto was so mad he scalped his own head.
Oh, the pity of it, so DeSoto got to go to of Chief DeSoto. Cause he went and bought a boat, but the people on the motor in Dakota. Chief DeSoto said no to that same motor in Dakota, that a boat kind of floater in Dakota.
Ray Noble and his orchestra featuring Al Boley and Sterling Bowes on the vocals and Big Chief DeSoto. Now, the melody was written by Fernando Arbelo, and when it's played as an instrumental, it's often titled Grand Terrace Swing. But with Andy Razaf's silly lyrics, it's Big Chief DeSoto. And that recording by the Noble Orchestra came from 1936. We're going big today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our stroll down memory lane has taken us back 80 years to November of 1945. And we're playing that week's biggest hits according to the Billboard bestsellers chart. And Dick Hames is all over the countdown. We've already heard him twice. We'll get him once more next hour, but here he is at number 7 with a song that we heard earlier done by Joe Stafford. That's For Me.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I liked, and I liked what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree. You wanted to walk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, that's for me. I left you standing under stars. The day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's for you.
Thank you.
you're standing under stars, the day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's for you.
Here's Dick Haymes, and That's For Me. Appropriately on the flip side of It Might As Well Be Spring, since both songs were in the Motion Picture State Fair. And his version was at number 7 on the countdown this week in 45, and it would climb one spot higher. And a look at our economy here in November of 45. Retail sales in U.S. department stores last week were 12% higher than a year ago. In Manhattan, sales were up 20%. And merchants there attributed the buying wave to ex-servicemen purchasing new wardrobes and household goods for their brides upon their return home as they were getting reacquainted. And in some cases, couples were just getting to know each other. As G.I. Joe was getting shipped off, it was a quick courtship, a quick ceremony, and no honeymoon. Now recently, there have been talk of strikes, and also a wage increase demand by President Truman. But that hasn't bothered high finance. Wall Street has been steadily rising since VJ Day, and they're betting on an upcoming business boom. And this report from the Universal Newsreel would concur.
The reconversion of war plans to peacetime pursuits is going ahead at full speed. And once more, the automobile factories are humming as huge stamping presses form the bodies of the first automobiles produced since the spring of 1942. Prices on these 1946 models will be slightly higher, but with all priorities lifted, America will be on wheels once more. And there'll soon be plenty of tires like these synthetics to replace the threadbare ones now gracing many a car. Yes, soon you'll have that long-awaited refrigerator in the kitchen, along with a new stove. If your radio goes dead, cheer up. There'll be a million available by Christmas. Many new inventions will grace store shelves. This cordless iron, for example, eliminates many of the nuisances connected with the family wash. Store windows are once more blossoming as they did before Pearl Harbor with every gadget dear to Americans. Now we'll have our rewards of victory. Peace is wonderful.
Ed Herlihy from the Universal Newsreel on the optimism of the post-war American economy. And we get back to the countdown from this week in 1945, and we have a tie at position number 6. One of the records sharing that spot is by the Harry James Band featuring Kitty Callan. I'll Buy That Dream.
Full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro, then home by rocket in a week. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
Harry James with his brand new girl singer, 23-year-old Philadelphia native Kitty Callan, I'll Buy That Dream. Tied at number 6 on the sales survey this week, 1945, it would make it to number 2 on the jukebox chart. And while we're in the buying mood, let's head down to the market and pick up a few things for the pantry. Well, we can get 2 quarts of milk for 31 cents. There's a penny deposit for the bottle. Y'all may have to explain that to some of the young folks. A loaf of bread, about 10 cents. 60 cents for a dozen eggs. A pound of coffee is about 25 cents. A 25-pound bag of flour, $1.19. That's either gold medal or Pillsbury. Frying chickens, 59 cents a pound. Pork sausage, 37 cents a pound. In the produce section, an 8-pound bag of Florida oranges are 59 cents. A quarter for 2 pounds of cooking apples. Louisiana yams, 3 pounds for 23 cents. Maine potatoes are 53 cents a peck. And with Thanksgiving coming up, the turkey was 61 cents a pound here in 1945. Well, there was a big ad in the newspaper this week for the return of the Kellogg's Variety Packs. I didn't know they had those way back then. 10 individual packages of Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, Pep, Shredded Wheat, and one I don't remember, Crumbles with a K. Apparently, Kellogg's tried to make shredded wheat biscuits, but they crumbled while they were in the package. So instead of trying to perfect that biscuit, Kellogg's just decided to crumble up the broken biscuits even more and sell them as Crumbles cereal. All right, for the laundry, Rinso was 23 cents. And 3 bars of Lifebuoy soap was 20 cents. If you wanted Ivory, 3 for 30. And a 50-count bottle of Anacin tablets were going for 39 cents.
Today, millions are switching to Anacin. For Anacin is the modern way to relieve headache suffering. There's nothing to fuss with, nothing to mix or spill. Just easy to take little tablets that you carry right in your pocket or purse. And Anacin is the fast way to prolonged relief. Prove it. Next time you have a headache,
take an Anacin.
Anacin must give you fast prolonged relief or your money back. I'll repeat that. If you're not thoroughly satisfied that Anacin does much more for your headache pain, simply return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. Remember, there's only one Anacin. Don't be satisfied with anything less. Next time you have a headache pain,
take an Anacin.
That was Don Hancock for Anacin. He was the announcer for the Ellery Queen radio show. Well, we get back to the countdown now, and here's the other record tied at number 6. It's one of 4 versions of the song It's Been a Long, Long Time. And each one has a unique arrangement and performance. Here, it's the Stan Kenton Orchestra with June Christie at the microphone.
Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Oh,
Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time, a long, long time.
Stan Kenton also had a new girl singer here in 1945 out of Springfield, Illinois, 19-year-old June Christie. She replaced Anita O'Day, and she wowed us back in the summer with her first big hit, Tampico. And she and the band were back in the top 10 here in mid-November of 45 with It's Been a Long, Long Time. And the record was at its high of number 6 this week 80 years ago. It is the autumn of 1945 on today's Seems Like Old Times. In the showcase on today's Seems Like Old Times, we have big records, songs that have big in the title. And here's a cheery one from Buddy Clark.
It's a big, wide, wonderful world you live in. When you're in love, you're a master of all you survey. You're a gay Santa Claus. There's a brave new star-spangled sky above you. When you're in love, you're a hero, the Nero Apollo, the Wizard of Oz. You've a kingdom, power and glory. The old, old, oldest of stories is new, true. You've built your Rome in just one day. Life is mystic, the midsummer's night you live in. A Turkish delight, you're in heaven. That's swell when you're really in love. Kingdom, power and glory. The old, old, oldest of stories is new, true. You've built your Rome in just one day. Life is mystic, a midsummer's night you live in. A Turkish delight, you're in heaven. It's well when you're really in love.
It's a Big, Wide, Wonderful World came from a short-run Broadway musical called All in Fun in 1940. 5 years later, it showed up in the film An Angel Comes to Brooklyn. And the first commercial recording was made by Buddy Clark. He was accompanied by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, and that made the charts in early 1949. Well, we go from a waltz to a swing number by the Gene Krupa Orchestra. This is The Big Do.
Thank you.
Krupa and his band doing The Big Do, recorded August 6th of 1940. More big songs are coming up after the halftime break, along with more of the hits from this week in 1945 on Seems Like Old Times.